It's the Steve Gruber Show. As we hear Cream, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Ginger Baker, the drummer for Cream, born on this day back in 1939. Also played in Blind Faith and Ginger Baker's Air Force. Really talented guy, died at the age of 80. Ginger Baker from Cream. As we hear White Room, born on this day in 1939. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday. Adam Ruzzieri is with us. He is co-founder and chief marketing officer at Agency Partner Interactive, a digital marketing firm in Dallas. You can also find him on Twitter at @TheAdamRizz. Adam, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott. Thank you.
I had a story on my stack all week long, and I didn't know we'd be talking to you until I think yesterday when I checked out the schedule, but it's perfect because I hadn't talked about it, and you're the big tech guy. The story at CNBC earlier this week, TikTok shares your data more than any other social media app, and it's unclear where it goes, study says. But it is pretty clear where it goes, isn't it, Adam?
It's crystal clear. It's really crystal clear and quite scary, too. And this is why our lawmakers have been raising flags now for some time, frankly. And also why President Trump was asking to, frankly, get TikTok out of our country. The same reason why it's banned from the entire country of India. The information that your devices share with TikTok, and it's black and white in their terms, by the way, information like your browsing history, even what you copied to your text editor, device usage, just all sorts of crazy data, biometric information. This goes straight to the top. It goes straight to their Beijing office, despite TikTok's promises that the user data would not be shared with anybody at the Chinese Communist Party. Internal leaks, lots of information, audio has indicated the fact that it's all going to the main office, and they're basically using all of that information and then just digesting it through this process called machine learning. And it basically gives them insights into what we are thinking, what we're going to think next, what might influence our decision-making and our patterns of behavior. Really, really powerful stuff that typically when, you know, a social media app kind of uses that information, they do it for generating advertising dollars. But
right.
Here's the thing. ByteDance is the owner of TikTok, right? But ByteDance is not a normal company, and TikTok is not a normal app. This is literally an extension of the Chinese Communist Party. There is no concept of private ownership in communist China. And so for us to think that this could be used for anything other than nefarious means is pretty naive. So, you know, you look at this story and you start asking yourself questions, well, you know, what are the motivations of the back office at ByteDance, right? We know that we can kind of guess what the motivations are at the back office of Facebook or Meta when, you know, you see the employees wearing, you know, Hillary and Biden shirts, right? Like, we know what their motivations are. But what are the motivations of a back office where you have people wearing, you know, the military uniforms of the Chinese Communist Party?
Adam, I can hear perhaps some people out there asking that question. Well, you know, I'm a nobody. No one knows. It doesn't matter if they have some data. It's fun. I got videos. I have fun. I'm entertained.
Right.
What does it matter that communist China has, you know, some personal data? They know my browsing history. So what should it matter that they have your data? I mean, they don't have mine. I don't have TikTok. I'm sure you don't have TikTok. I don't let my family have TikTok. But they have people. They have people's data. What does it matter?
Right. What does it matter, right? Just one user, just one guy on TikTok sharing dance moves, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you think about the aggregate of just one guy, right? Like a billion people. I mean, that's a lot of people. And you think about, well, what can I do if I influence what that group of a billion people think, right? Man, you can do crazy, crazy powerful things, especially as we lead up to the midterms, right? And November is coming in. You know, there are so many impressionable Americans on TikTok, and if you can make them think certain things and make them feel certain things about those who are running for office, well, shoot, just one guy becomes a really, really powerful group of voters. And that is really the concern, right? You think about TikTok, it's a mobile device, or it's a mobile app. I mean, it's really a Trojan horse, as Senator Cruz calls it, and he's spot on. So if you could influence the decision-making of so many voters, man, I mean, just one guy becomes just one elected official, you know, and shoot, don't, you know, think beyond that too, right? If you can tap into the usage behavior of one guy, then all of a sudden you've got your elected officials' kids on TikTok, and you can tap into their activity, and you can potentially even listen to their devices. I mean, it's really, really powerful stuff that we're talking about here. And just one guy becomes, you know, just one world, just one power. It's really, really crazy to think about how far this can go. But, you know, you think about ByteDance as a company. They have a history of using mobile apps to control people. Mm-hmm. And they do it in China. And so why wouldn't they do that here in America? We are their biggest adversary, right? And they are definitely our biggest adversary. So for us to think that it's just a little sheep here, man, we're talking about a wolf.
Adam Ruzeri is with us. He is co-founder and chief marketing officer at Agency Partner Interactive. You mentioned earlier there was discussions, a couple of years ago now under the Trump administration about, well, doing something about this, whether it is a ban or whatever it might be. Does the worry, does the threat here rise to the level of taking, you know, governmental action against an app that is hoovering up Americans' information and feeding it directly to China's Communist Party?
Most certainly. Most certainly. It really rises to a level of a national security concern. And frankly, President Xi has been pretty clear about his aspirations to make China the dominant world power, both economically and militarily. So, you know, when you think about how he might use TikTok, well, he's going to use it to influence, frankly, America's future, right? Our next generation. And, you know, if you look at history, there is a question about what the socialists have planned for our country. Think about the Communist Manifesto of 1846. You know, Karl Marx was calling for the abolition of the family. And if the Chinese Communist Party can use an app like TikTok to influence our children's pattern of behavior and their thoughts, then they can definitely use that to separate, you know, that child and parent bond. And that's a really terrible thing to think about. But it's already happening in the school systems. You read the headlines and you pair that up with actual historical fact. And you see how apparent this thing is, right? So then, you know, think about what our lawmakers are saying here. They're saying, okay, well, maybe if TikTok is owned by a U.S. company, it can stick around for a while. But if not, if it's going to continue to have Chinese ownership, then it's got to go. And frankly, I think that's really the path forward here. We have to make a decision. Do we really want our biggest foreign adversary having so much control over the thoughts of our kids? I think the answer has to be no. And, you know, as we see FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr calling on Apple and Google to do the right thing and say, hey, you know what, we think that you should be, you know, take TikTok off the App Store. It's not going to happen, right? I mean, TikTok employs Americans, it has U.S. offices, and it's sending millions of dollars to Google and Apple just as a business, right? I mean, the company is so intertwined in our society right now. Just asking Google and Apple to send TikTok home is not going to be enough. We really have to bring it to the level of the law and truly impose some national security restrictions here.
Adam Ruzeri, find him on Twitter at the Adam Riz. Adam, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
The pandemic has made it clear if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Hi, Brad Hoos here, founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.